Arturo Sandoval is considered perhaps the world's finest trumpeter. His virtuosity is on full display on his newest album, Trumpet Evolution, which is a musical history of his instrument. We're listening to Mr. Sandoval play Dipper Mouth Blues, a Joseph King Oliver number from 1923. On this new CD, Mr. Sandoval blows through the early kings of jazz all the way to Clifford Brown, Miles Davis, and Wynton Marsalis, playing each piece in the other trumpeter's distinctive style. Arturo Sandoval's own career spans more than 40 years. In the 70s, he won worldwide acclaim while still living in Cuba and playing with the band Irakere. In 1990, while touring in Europe with Dizzy Gillespie, he defected to the United States. Mr. Sandoval became a U.S. citizen in 1998 and now lives in Miami, where he joins us from the studios of member station WLRN. Arturo Sandoval, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This album starts with King Oliver and it ends with Wynton Marsalis, both from New Orleans, which would suggest the trumpet hasn't gone very far in the intervening decades. But the evolution reflects a much longer journey, right?
Yes, the album is 19 different compositions and tunes, which really represent, I believe, the most influential trumpet players so far. And it was a very, very difficult process, you know, to get the real feeling of each 19 different individuals, you know, with different sound, different style, mouthpieces, and all of them, they're completely different.
Well, now, maybe more than anyone else, Louis Armstrong popularized the trumpet in this country. Let's listen to your rendition of his piece When It's Sleepy Time Down South. So what did you have to do to become Louis Armstrong?
Oh, my goodness. Close my eyes and, you know, drive through the time. And we all admire and respect very much Louis. And to imitate his style, I learned a lot.
You know, one of the questions that doing an album which is in which you replicate all these great trumpeters, do you think that in order to be a really great musician, you need to be able to do what the other people have done with your instrument?
Of course. You have to listen to all those people if you want to be a master of your instrument. And it was very nice to be able to play tribute to all of them in one record.
What about Bunny Berrigan? Why did you include Bunny Berrigan on this?
Oh, he was one of the major exponents of the instrument. He was a big figure, you know, because that was his thing, you know, his musical thing. I can't get started. And that became a huge hit in the 30s. And every trumpet player recorded a version of I Can Get Started. And I really tried to recreate exactly his version.
Just sounds like black and white movies with nightclubs or something.
Play a little more.
I've flown around the world in a plane.
That's you singing, right?
Yeah.
Well, who knew? I didn't know you could sing.
I tried because it's beautiful lyrics.
Still, I can't get started with you.
What drew you to the trumpet in the first place?
That's a good question, you know. I started my marching band in my home village there. They give me several instruments, different instruments. And finally, I start to look to the trumpet with the corner of the eyes. I said, wow, that's the one I would love to go for. And then my aunt bought me a pocket cornet, very old one. And I figured it out, I put it in my mouth, and I start to blow in that band. I went to an old man there in my village who was considered a good trumpet player. And I went there asking him for lesson and help and stuff. And he said, okay, play something for me. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know how to play anything. He said, play something. He was a cranky old man, you know. Finally, I put a horn in my mouth and I produced a kind of a noise there. And he said right away, you know what, put that piece of metal in the case and you don't have any talent for these things. I think you're never going to make it. I think it was 9, 10 years old. I walked back to my little home crying all the way, but I didn't give up. And I went home, I take that little thing out of the case, I put it in my mouth that day until blood came out of my mouth. And that was exactly 42 years ago, and I never stopped.
When you were 15, you won a scholarship to Havana's National School for the Arts, and I gather that there you studied classical trumpet.
That's correct.
One of the pieces on this album is classical, Glier's Concerto for Soprano Coloratura. Tell us about this one.
It's a beautiful piece, originally written by soprano coloratura. And a great Russian Armenian trumpet player, which I consider the best classical trumpet player ever lived. His name is Timofey Dokchiser. He made an adaptation of that piece for trumpet. And he recorded. I hear that recording years ago, and I cry when I hear that. It's so pretty, so wonderful piece of music. And I recorded the first movement of that beautiful Concerto for Soprano by Reinhold Glier.
That's so incredibly beautiful.
It's a very romantic, very passionate music, you know. When I came out of that school, after 3 years getting a classical training, somebody played for me a Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker record. That was the very first thing I ever heard. And I said, what is this? And Dizzy right away became my hero because he is still the most musical trumpet player ever lived.
So Manteca was your choice. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Tell me the story of getting political asylum. Didn't this happen when you were on tour with Dizzy Gillespie?
That's correct. I mean, he helped me a lot. You know, we went together to the American embassy, and he helped me during the whole process, you know, to ask him for political asylum. And at the time, you know, my English was even more limited than now. And And he explained the whole situation, what was me, my problem, and helped me all the way, of course. You know, they opened every door for him when we get there, you know.
Was it painful for you to leave Cuba?
Still, you know, because it's a horrible feeling when you have to escape from your own land and you know you're not allowed to come back. Just because you want to live somewhere else and you want to enjoy freedom, is what I don't have there. And for that reason, they don't let you come back to your own land.
I want to go back to the recording.
Let's talk about music.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the record.
Music.
Yeah. That's the main thing, you know.
What do you think it is about the trumpet that makes it possible to play such a variety of styles?
That's very true. You know, because I play the piano and love the piano too, but to be honest, if they ask me to play a melody, of course I'm going to go for the trumpet, because the trumpet can whisper, you know, and also can create the biggest noise in the orchestra. It's a great tool to express yourself, you know, to really communicate your feeling through your instrument.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Arturo Sandoval's new album is called Trumpet Evolution. He spoke to us from member station WLRN in Miami. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Listening to Miles Davis, Arturo Sandoval playing in the style of Miles Davis.